All right, let's take one where I know the nomenclature. Item 8, report from the Audit Committee Chair on the September 13th, 2023 Audit Committee meeting. John.
Tough act to follow, but important to what your Audit Committee did at its September 13th meeting. First, we evaluated the job role performance of our audit firm, Brown Armstrong, through a written process of committee members. Christina took all that information and came back with a summary. The summary was extremely positive in the way they performed this year with us and with Cicera overall. And we came back with a recommendation from the committee to the board that, as a practical matter, was adopted on our consent agenda at the beginning of the meeting to renew the contract for 2 years. We've had 2 3-year contract provisions. Normally, we would look at least at the marketplace before going to a third 3-year term. But because of what you just heard, felt it made sense to have them take the next 2 years because of their knowledge of our systems, our knowledge of how things actually work on the ground, that any new firm, should we hire one, has a very long learning process. It's automatic in taking on new audit clients. Just making you aware that you have been informed and have adopted the 2-year cycle for Brown Armstrong, at which point we would expect to go out on a more detailed proposal effort to look at the market overall. I'll leave the treasurer tax collector audit and the veteran service office audit presentation briefly in both cases. Rusty's here to give us a unique reaction back as a client of that process. And then I will ask Cherry to talk a little bit about the internal audit plan that she put together. Let's go ahead, Cherry, let's go ahead with you doing that, and then we'll come back to the two audit presentations that are part of the package.
Okay, so good morning, this is Cherry Chang, Cicera internal auditor. So at the last audit committee meeting, I shared the 2023-2024 internal audit plan that was put together based on our risk assessment process that was done internally, and also collaboration with some peer auditors to get their perspective on their audit shops. So from that exercise, a plan was developed, and the plan was to have one audit per quarter and cover a variety of the different areas, which I plan to present to this full board at the December or the January meeting. But based on that plan, it was a number of activities, the first one being the investment department, where I plan to look at the due diligence process and also the associated control within building within their system. And there's also a number of audits that I plan to look at with the new course processes. But given the timeline, the delayed timeline, it looks like those audits will be pushed back. And instead, there's going to be a number of audits from the contingent list that I put together. And they consist of the accounts payable audit, the BCP, business continuity plan from the IT department, and also the death benefits audit. And there's one more audit from the investment, which is the portfolio rebalancing process, which I also plan to take a look. So that's, in a nutshell, is the kind of the bulk of the internal audit activity for this year and for next year. And I do want to mention that currently I'm doing the risk assessment process for the employer audit program as well. So once that process is done, I will also propose a few employer audits to be conducted for next year. And with that, I will fold that into the overall kind of consolidated plan for next year, which I'll bring to this full board for presentation and for approval.
All right, thank you. Any questions arise?
Jerry, you might now go to the Treasury Desk Office and briefly summarize.
This is probably, I know you did the veterans. They obviously are very clean audits, but you might summarize quickly what you found.
Right. So, Raleigh and I have been doing a transitioning of the employer audits this year, and the first one I did was the county treasurer and tax collector's office. That audit had three audit observations. They have all been remediated, and there's no outstanding follow-up items for the department or from the county. So that's it. I'm happy to go into the details of the observations if that's necessary, but as I said, they've been all being remediated and there's no outstanding actions.
Unless there are questions of other members of the board, I would say no, that really is the role of the audit committee to become comfortable. For those who had a chance to read it, there were only the most minor of even observations. Rusty, any reaction as well on?
No, I'm fine with the report. And really, the only observation we had some control over is during the enrollment process, making sure our hired employees submitted the full enrollment form. But, again, we hand it over to them to turn it in, and then we don't find out till later that some items are missing. So we've asked, as a recommendation, in the future when items are missing, instead of just corresponding with the employee, correspond with us too. We have an administrative service assistant who's our personnel officer, and she's our main contact for our new hires. And so we're hoping that in the future, if ever this ever happens again, just to CC her so we can help put those missing items as quickly as possible. But otherwise, it's all good.
Thank you. I might comment that Jerry is making a presentation to the audit committee at each of the audit committee meetings describing what she is working on, what she's completed, what her expectations are for future roles, projects, et cetera. And I'm very pleased to have her with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, and thank you, everyone, for having me, and I really appreciate the collaboration with the internal staff and management as well.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Raleigh, you might spend 30 seconds on veterans, who are very important to us, by the way.
So I guess what we'll do, Raleigh, is we'll just collapse 9 and 10 and do it at whatever summary level you want.
Yeah, again, for the Veteran Service Office Department, looked at the typical scope items for the employer audit, recalculating benefits, contributions, and so forth. There was just one item that was observed, which was erroneous. Well, they didn't book 16 hours of sick leave in one pay period. To do the correction, it was outside the correction period that's covered under the MOU for the member. So there's a time limit of 1 year for any changes or errors related to the pay period and warrants. It's also something that we've found with the county under their PMR, their personnel management regulations, that some corrections cannot be made after a certain amount of time as well. So that was the only thing that was observed through the Veteran Service Office audit.
All right. Any questions of Raleigh on that item? Not seeing any.
I'm under 30 seconds.
Wow, you did good.
Perfect.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Mr. Chairman, I think we are finished on the, unless there are questions of any member of the board.
I'm not seeing any more.
Presentation is over. They're completed.
Excellent. So we took, as I'm looking at the agenda, we really did 8, 9, and 9 and 10 is a subset of 8 is what it looks like.
Yes.
Christina and I will collaborate as we do this to try to build a better bread box. So we'll keep working on it and